Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am Ebony, and I am so happy that you're here. I hope that you're having a wonderful week. I know I am having a really great week. It's a week full of laughter. I sent out an email today to my, if you're not on my email list, sign up for my Zazo email list. But I sent out an email today about an experience I had in one of my classes the other day where the students and I were just laughing our heads off. We were watching this old music short from the 1940s of this jazz band. They were basically playing at a house party. It was really an apartment party because it was located in a small apartment or taking place in a small apartment. And in the background, there was a woman standing in the corner by herself, but she was grinning from ear to ear and dancing her head off. Like it was nobody's business. She was just so happy. And the students and I were just folded over laughing because it was so much fun to watch her. And I was crying. That's how hard I was laughing. And so after class, I just felt so good. It just felt like I ate a chocolate candy bar. It was that kind of like dopamine good. But it lasted a lot longer than the effects of eating a chocolate bar. I mean, I think laughter really is the best medicine. So I hope that you are having a good laugh every day. And if you're not, go to YouTube and find a clip that just makes you laugh. Sometimes I do that. If I feel like laughing, I need to laugh. Just go to YouTube, find something that makes you laugh. Okay, let's talk about the third eye chakra. So the third eye chakra is located in your forehead, like right in the middle of the forehead, between the eyebrows, also called the third eye chakra, because that's where the third eye of perception is located, right there, in the middle of your eyebrows. It is responsible for your intuition, your connection with spirituality. It's responsible for your, obviously, your cognition. It's the chakra that you want to take care of all your chakras, right? But you want to really take care of your third eye chakra, because if you don't, you're going to experience headaches, which can really, really suck, right? Migraines, headaches, dizziness, insomnia, nightmares, sinuses. Sinuses, that's a fifth and sixth chakra issue. Yeah, that's all there. So let's talk about the organs that are connected, or not organs, but the parts, body parts connected, the physicality of the third eye chakra. So you have your eyes, obviously, and your forehead. Then you have parts of the brain, the thalamus, which is not actually in the front of the brain. It's more in the middle of the brain, but it's kind of like it's not a gland, but it's like a substance. But it's responsible for relaying sensory information to the brain. So like vision, sight, or vision and sight, the same thing. What am I saying? Vision, sound, smell. The hypothalamus is located near the thalamus, also in the middle of the brain, and it's a gland that's responsible for controlling your hormone system, and it's also responsible for regulating your body weight and your appetite. So you have your eyes, your thalamus, your hypothalamus. The nervous system is also connected with the third eye chakra, and I'm missing something. I don't know what I'm missing. Your sinuses. So your sinuses are shared between the sixth and fifth chakra, your throat chakra, and your third eye chakra. As I said earlier, if you're having any of those physical issues, that's a sign that third eye chakra is out of balance. We mentioned before the dizziness, the insomnia, you can't sleep, you're having headaches, confusion, any issues with your eyes. And look, I wear glasses, so I'm talking to myself here. But if your vision's not clear, that's a third eye chakra issue, because third eye chakra is also responsible for clarity, literal clarity. So being able to see literally through your eyes clearly, and then also like spiritual clarity. So, you know, a lot of times when things happen to us, good or bad, now some people say it didn't happen to you, it happened for you. That's third eye perception. Because what happens is when we experience anything, we focus on the external. We focus on the obvious. We focus on what actually happened. So I fell off my bike and broke my leg. And so what am I focused on? I'm focused on the fact that my leg is broken. I'm focused off on the fact that I fell down and the pain. But third eye chakra says, but wait, what's the lesson? What's the message behind this? What is this here to teach you? This happened for you. Can you see that? That's all. That's the type of clarity I'm talking about. So if you have trouble with perception, spiritual perception, that's a sign that your third eye chakra is out of balance, right? So how can we begin to clear and heal and balance the third eye chakra? Okay, but before we do that, I just want to make sure I went over all of these, messages, the signs. So we talked about the physical signs. So the spiritual signs that your third eye chakra is out of balance is your perception is not, you don't have clear perception. Also, I think I mentioned earlier, if you have trouble consulting your intuition, that's the third eye chakra. Right. Okay. So now let's talk about how we can begin to balance and heal this third eye chakra. So one of the things that I know a lot of people don't like to do, but I would really suggest meditation. Now here's why. Okay. When you meditate, you're doing it properly, your brain waves slow down. Your brain waves slow down. Why do they slow down? Because when you are breathing properly during meditation, and that would be an inhale nice and big through the stomach, exhaling again through the stomach so that you get skinny. And you do that, and you do it a little faster than usual, like breathe a little faster than usual. What you're going to notice is that you're going to feel a sensation in the third eye chakra, right between your eyebrows. You're going to feel a sensation. What you're feeling is the energy that you are pushing up to your head is stimulating the pineal gland, if I'm saying that right, pineal, I can never say that word right, but you know what I mean, pineal gland, which is also located like in the middle of the head, middle of the brain, rather. The pineal gland produces melatonin. And that melatonin calms you, puts you in that kind of hypnotic state, right? You need melatonin to sleep. And then when your brain waves have slowed down, and your body's calm, that's when healing can take place. Energy tapping or EFT, emotional freedom tapping, is also really good for third eye chakra. I especially love just tapping the top of my head and then doing what's called the brain balancer, I think. And so I tap the top of my head as I rotate my eyes clockwise and then counterclockwise. And that really does help to balance. It helps, first of all, to calm your central nervous system. And then it's going to really help to balance that third eye chakra. Your purple well, purplish vegetables like plums. Yeah, they're purple, right? Plums, eggplants, the purple grapes, that's going to help also. And if you believe in a higher power, really beginning to spend time kind of meditating within that power, whatever. So for some people, that is meditating upon the Bible or whatever your spiritual practice or text is. That's going to help with third eye chakra also. Yeah. And I mean, you know how we talk about how chakras can be closed or opened? If your third eye chakra is completely closed, then you just are in a state of almost spiritual, what is it, like not a crisis. Well, maybe so. Kind of like a spiritual crisis. You just feel like you have no purpose, right? There's just no connection to anything higher than yourself, and you just feel lost and confused. You can't see things clearly, like spiritually clearly, maybe even literally clearly. Okay, your third eye chakra, probably more on the closed side. If you have an overactive third eye chakra, you may be super sensitive to the perceptions of people around you. You might have, you might be a little self-righteous, or you think you might be better than others because you feel so connected to a higher power. It's kind of this superiority that you carry. That's an overactive third eye chakra. So we want to balance it. Just balance it. Okay, and also the if you're in the my Facebook group, I did do a video to show how you can do pranic healing to clear. That's just using your hands to clear and charge chakras. So that definitely you can clear and charge that third eye chakra to help balance it too. I am so happy that we had this time together. There is a worksheet on the third eye chakra that I haven't made yet. To be perfectly honest, I just have not made it yet. But when I do, I will let you know. And I will also have a meditation up for this third eye chakra very soon. And I will just edit the notes so that you can click on the meditation. Thank you so much for tuning in. And yeah, let's get our third eye chakras balanced so that we can see things clearly. All right, till next time. Bye-bye.